and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to the show we've all come to know and love, World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, poet extraordinaire. Next to me, on my left, singer-songwriter, member of the Western Music Hall of Fame, he is Michael Amade.
How's it going?
It's going good. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. I'm sitting here with a belt around my neck, but I'm good.
Yeah, that's kind of tripping me out.
Well, brother. My headphones started acting kind of strange, and I was trying to strap them to my head a little bit better. It didn't quite work.
Yeah.
Strangely, my head is not the size of my waist, more's to pity.
And sitting further here to his left, please welcome the Phantom.
Wow, Cowboy Mike. That's pretty epic right there.
Cowboy Mike.
I never thought I'd see you try to strap your headphones to your head with your belt.
Well, I think we should just call you Cowboy Mike from now on.
All right,
no,
tonight.
I think no one should call me Cowboy Mike.
And further to her left, moreover to my right, operating all things technical, he is the hairiest man in radio. He is the half-squatch.
Good evening.
I gotta disagree with that, man. I've seen some people in radio that.
It's only because I trim.
Okay. That's what. I was looking at your house budget you had on the wall, and I saw like $500 a month for razors seemed a bit excessive.
That makes
sense now.
I didn't know you squatch-scape.
Yes, I have to.
You gotta squatch-scape.
It's the only way to mingle with the other. Folks.
With the normal folk.
Hey, who are you calling normal?
Yeah.
What is normal?
Normal is a very vague concept that you try to place on something that you think,
okay.
Yeah, generally normal is outside of what you think you actually are.
Ah, yes. Got it.
All right. So what we do here, besides philosophy, is we do poetry. We want 1 to 3 minute long poems. We want them clean of the F word. We like to push the boundaries as far as content, but no hate speak. We are doing one call, or one poem per call. We want to get as many callers through. If you're a new caller, don't be afraid. Just pick up the phone and give us a call, 303-386-3598. I do need to pay our bills for this hour. This hour, we are being brought to you by LatinLifeDenver.com. Anything and everything pertaining to the Colorado Latin community, Denver's best entertainment guide, check them out, LatinLifeDenver.com. If you're Latin or just Latin curious, head on out there. Also, pocket coupon. Wow. Ever since it's been legalized, you know. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much, much more. Check them out, dailypocketdeals.com. All right. So, that being said, we do have our first caller on the line. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. The family's gathered back together. We're ready for another fun and exciting evening of poetry. And, of course, our security blanket leading us off is you.
I feel honored to lead off the program. I just can't wait to call in. Usually that's what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why Michael Jordan was so good at what he did, and that's because he always showed up early to practice. Someone said that once before, huh?
There you go. Well, I've got a poem for you. It's called Winter's Dawn.
All right.
A hush upon a winter's dawn, as silent, deep, and quiet still, invades the corners of the earth and settles in the mind and heart, beating ever softly with the gentle fall of snow, covering the winter's chill and branches bare of promised spring, gentle song of birth renewed, hope that ever sings of joy, found in the heart this quiet morn of deepened silent snows, remind to still the thoughts and ponder thus God's ever-present promised truth in the still small voice of his heard a silent winter's dawn.
Beautiful. Well done.
Thank you.
I can't get enough of your work. I can't wait till we can do 2-3 poems at a clip. I know that day's coming very soon, and I look forward to it.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
You're dropping little hints there.
I'm not saying a word. Not really.
Well, I'm hoping that things turn out to be wonderful.
Things are going to be wonderful. We're working really hard to make sure that they are.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm going to keep it all in my prayers that it does, J. Todd, because that would just be great.
Excellent.
You know? All right. Well, listen, have a good night, and God bless you all. And hi, Michael, and hi, Phantom. I have to say hi to my other buddies there.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. How's everything out where you are? Is it cold or is it nice?
Oh no, it's horrible. It's about 9 degrees outside, and I think it's probably wind chill -5 or something.
Mm. Sounds
balmy. And we're getting another 3 inches of snow on top of the 13 inches we already have. So.
Zoinks.
Wow.
Extra quilt time. Keep yourself warm.
But right under that snow is spring just waiting.
Yes, I'm That's looking forward to it. I'm seeing buds on the trees here in Denver. I know it's coming your way, too.
Yeah. Oh. Well, anyway, hi, Phantom. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, my dear?
Oh, good, good. It's good to hear your voice, honey.
Yours, too. I always look forward to hearing you on Friday nights.
Me, too. Hearing you. And God bless all of you.
Hey.
Well, you're all in my prayers.
Hey, thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
If you're like Ellie, sitting at home locked in an eternal, atomic, seemingly nuclear winter.
Seemingly nuclear.
Call in. Share some poetry with us. It helps warm the soul. 303-386-3598.
Poems do warm the soul.
The first one of you that complains about it being too hot this summer, I'm going to punch in the face.
Why? I haven't said it's cold yet.
Oh, it's so cold.
I'd like to see you try to punch me in the face.
It's going to happen.
Bantams don't have hands.
It's true. I've got my new bear hands I'm going to try out.
I've got some secrets up my sleeves. You have no idea.
You don't have sleeves. You have no body. We also have some submissions that are going to be read on the air throughout the show.
Exactly.
That were sent into worldpoetryopenmic.net to the contact form. So if you have something you want us to read, sometimes it's you can't get to the show, but you want to share something, or it's just a little too much of a step to call in and read, or you can't get through. Send it to us, and we will read it.
And calling in from the Great White North, we have Dennis on the line. Dennis, how are you?
He's calling from Canada, eh?
Not close. Canada. Pretty close, though. This is Dennis from the Mitten State.
The Mitten State.
Uh-huh. Hey, Dennis, real quick question. Are you in the Upper Peninsula?
No?
No,
we
haven't
discussed this. He's in the lower wrist.
Oh, that's right. Your lower wrist. Got it.
Yeah, Janine is in the Upper Peninsula.
I didn't know that.
I'm covering the lower half.
He's more in the carpal tunnel of the Mitten State.
Yes, near the wrist.
See, you're also the UP,
eh? I have a poem for you tonight. This is the result of Ellie suggesting a title. And the title she suggested to me is Why Don't You Write the Ode to a Snow Shovel?
Okay.
And this is what resulted from her suggestion. The title is Ode to My Snow Shovel. Oh, snow shovel, I am in your debt. You rescue me from the grips of Arctic malevolence. You free me from snowbound despair. your sleek form and streamlined functionality with your precision ground stainless steel blade, you match winter's fierceness, undaunted. Together, we stand a unified force. You, like the mighty Excalibur in King Arthur's hand, empowering me to move mountains and thwart this crystalline injustice. And you do it in a small carbon footprint. Not like the cumbersome snowblowers with their fossil fuel gluttony and foul gaseous exhaust. Plus, you work silently, effectively, bringing order back into the pathways of life. Yes, I am in your debt, and I will stand by your side as long as I am able, for you are worthy of my allegiance and your due homage.
Nice.
I like that one, Dennis. Good work.
After hearing that, I feel I have to play that for my snow shovel because it looks like it's seen better days.
Well, you ought to get one and name it Excalibur, and you'll do just fine.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Well, thank you, and keep on keeping on the fine job you're doing. And I'm looking forward to you losing your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. First is coming up quick.
But I know it's for a great cause, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your support with that, too.
Yes, you're quite welcome. And let's hear some more poetry. I'm getting off the line now.
All right.
God bless you all.
If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598. However, I do want to say I'm going to buy a snow shovel this week. I'm going to prove what a dork I am. I'm going to name it Glamdring the Snow Hammer.
Okay.
All right. Just saying.
No. You know, and I know we do a poetry show here, and we need to kind of lend towards the, you know, the fantastical in a literary sense, but I'm just going to throw out there that snow shovels are inanimate.
There you
You're
go.
Inanimate.
Okay, so give us a call, 303-386-3598. Thank you, vaporous ghost presence that haunts the studio. I appreciate you telling me I'm inanimate. Give us a call, and we'll continue the show.
All right, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
Baby?
Yo, VIP. Hey, he's playing in Denver soon. Vanilla Ice is performing in Denver. But this isn't Vanilla Ice.
It's not? No.
No.
This is David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Okay, I'm done singing. I love this song.
Which he said he did not sample using in his song.
Well, no, because this one goes doom, 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 and his goes doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huge difference.
Really? You went to there?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Well, that's what
I'm
he
an
said,
expert in most things Vanilla Ice, a.k.a. Rob Van Winkle.
I got to say, Rob Van Winkle is a vandal to the music industry.
He is. He also, I don't really know what the whole chump like a candle thing was, but since we're talking about poetry, and we can talk about the absence of poetry too, can't we? All right.
All right, so speaking of poetry and good poets, we have one on the line from Missouri, Please welcome Alex Ann.
Hello.
Hello. Is it Alex Ann or Alex Ann?
Alex Ann.
Alex Ann. See, I was right.
Yes, you were right.
Awesome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have one to share with us tonight?
I'm sorry?
You have a poem to share with us tonight?
I do. It's called Edible Soul. When I close my eyes, I visualize my soul bleed from my nose onto your family portraits. I lick it off and taste metal, emptiness like the barrel of a cocked pistol. When I open them, you're still standing there, pants around your ankles that look on your face, whispering, you're missing the things that should make you human. When I look down, I'm still holding your family photos, stained with my soul, spilled like ink, and I tell you I know that I am. Would you like to taste?
Nice. Well done. And I think we had a taste of your raw talent that you've got there.
Oh, thank you.
I got to say, how long have you been writing poetry?
A long time, actually. The first time I was published, I was 13 years old.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I've been writing since 16, and I'm now 40. So, I've been writing a while, too. Well, I thank you for calling our show.
Well, thank you for letting me.
All right. Anytime you want to call us, every week, don't even stop. Just 303-386-3598.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. If you want to call in like Alex Ann, just give us a call, 303-386-3598.
No, wait, 303-386-3598. Has that become a verb now? You're
it
just
is.
Like, when you're standing in the middle of a field, you just don't really know what to do, you know?
303.
Just 303-386-3598.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
that's... You're stuck on the top of a Ferris wheel and you have a poetic thought, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
No, you can't say give us a call, you just got to say 303-386-3598.
Because it's a verb.
It's a verb now.
We're
it's
verbing it.
I'm about to 303-386-3598 all over this place.
And someone that did 303-386-3598, please welcome to the line, Lewis from Georgia.
Todd, my man. How you doing, Bear?
Oh, we're doing good, man. Playing with words. That's what poets do.
You got it, my man. Got cold again here in the South. You know, it happens once in a while.
On occasion.
It do. Mm-hmm. I got one for you.
It's
something I wrote just recently. I call this one 12 and one half years. January 25th, 2001. July 4th, 2013. Over many a day and many a night. Over many a trail of joy, anger, and tears, seeing many a friendship and love gained and lost, this is the great and immeasurable cost. To march excelsior ever forward and devoid of sight of fear, come what may, all emotion, joy, laughter, or tear, devoid of sight of fear. This is the price one must pay for the words uninhibited to write. Neath the shining sun, the glimmering moon, and the starry light, the Everest stands alone.
Well done, brother. Well
God done. Bless you, buddy.
Oh, Lewis, thank you for many, many years of friendship. I hope
you got it, my man.
On our show, man.
You got it, man. God bless and keep the faith in Christ's name and love and amen.
Amen. If you want to call in like Lewis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. But we do have a couple of submissions we need to get to.
We do. Awesome. We'll do one this segment. We'll do a few others later. This one is from a recent time, but she's kind of becoming a regular contributor to the show, Janine Ristall.
Oh, yes. Last week she was in some trouble.
She was having some trouble. So she gave us an update. She said, we finally got fuel oil yesterday after 10 days of driving to the gas station to fill up gallon canisters. She says, it's very good because they have another polar front heading their way.
Goodness. So, they've had their share of polar fronts.
They definitely have. So up there in the frozen fingers of the Mitten State.
No, she's in the UP.
Huh?
UP.
UP?
Upper, the upper peninsula.
It's above the fingers.
It's above the fingers. It's
the nails. No, it's floating
it's
above the
fingers. It's kind of like a
auric,
line.
It's like part of Wisconsin.
It's the auric, the auric energy that. Of the Mitten State.
I call it the PC, which is pre-Canada. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
Piece the PC, the OMG EZE. Sorry. WTF. Okay, anyway, okay. So here we go. Now that we've ruined the vibe, this is from a Janine Restall. It's called Above Water. This is a, as she says, it's another winter-themed love poem. In those waterlogged days, I was searching for stones to line my coat pockets. You moved like light, glancing off leaves, lit on the river's edge. Now we walk along new waterways. I empty my pocket before crossing the frozen bay. You carry my crampons with yours. There are fissures hidden below the wind-worn snow, but among the ice cliffs, our steps are sure. And that is from Janine Restall. That is called Above Water.
Wow.
Are you okay?
How's it going?
You were weeping.
I know.
You were weeping. You were caterwauling.
The way you read works is just horribly moving.
It's horribly moving?
Horribly moving.
Yeah.
You know who else is horribly moving?
Who?
Someone we haven't heard from in a while, and I'm very glad we have her on the phone tonight. Individuality.
What? Individuality? Are you on line with us?
Yes.
Holy cow. Welcome aboard.
I wrote a new one, and I just had to call in and read it to you guys.
Oh, we have missed you. By the way, we're right around the time. Should I say happy 15th birthday?
Yes.
When was your birthday?
January 13th.
I knew we were close. Happy birthday. We're a little late.
Thank you.
Michael was in charge of remembering that, and he just totally spaced it.
Way to throw me under the bus. Throw me under the bus to the children of the world. Individuality, that was not my fault, but I'm sorry anyway.
It's okay. It's okay. The one I wrote is called Exactly What I Did. You ready?
Ready.
Like a butterfly exiting its cocoon, I flew out of the womb, ready to resume the work that I had begun in a life prior to this one. Thought it was ironic that baby Indy flew chunks of idioms at the age of one and coughed up metaphors before she could open doors, just for fun. Believe, she crawled on her knees dishing out similes before she knew her ABCs, but her work wasn't done. Personification and alliteration was justification that of her generation, she was the one. Brought forth with rhymes to change the minds of women with only her pen. Before was her beginning. This is her now, and she has no end. Daughter of the sun, behold her brightness. She is priceless and so enlightened. Like a butterfly exiting its cocoon, I fly out of the womb, ready to resume the preparations for my inauguration. This is the introduction to chapter one of my greatness. But no, I'm not the greatest. Gypsy and Maya are appreciated. They took off on a spaceship and became stars when they made it. While I'm sailing in my boat, trying to keep my words afloat, I try to be humble and patient. But the idea of conceitedness and cockiness constantly succeeds in conquering the humility and modesty in me. Shyness can't breed because arrogance is in the air. Overconfidence is everywhere. Pride is what I try to hide, but I cannot deny my self-importance. Daughter of the sun, behold my brightness. I am priceless and so enlightened. Sister of the moon, behold my happiness. Stare with my glare, review my vividness. Mother of the moon, see my glee, love my glow, hear my flow. Escape from my cocoon, here I go. Deeper into my works than I've ever been before. About to give all I've got, yet still keep them wanting more. Flashback to baby me, little individuality. Trying to speak clearly with a bottle sitting next to me. Could she foreshadow the places I would go, the people I would see, or the things I would do? Did she have a dream like Martin Luther King that I'd grab hold of the mic even though I could never sing? If she did, that'd be weird because that's exactly what I did.
Damn! Well done!
You know, individuality, you it's just missing so much passion from your work.
I know. You know, you need to throw some emotion in there.
Thank you.
I got to ask, have you found a poetry slam competition down in your area that you can go to?
Nope.
You need to find somewhere in your general area and throw that one out there and you will floor the slam judges, the people witnessing it, because that was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to call in like individuality, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
If you want to share poetry, all you got to do is 303-386-3598, and we might just pick up the phone.
Or you could just worldpoetryopenmic.net it and put it something in a contact form.
Are we creating new verbs now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're poets. We play with our words. We make verbs.
Or we're like verbotanists.
Verbologists?
No, verbotanists.
I'm a verbologist. We're
growing. Well, you could be the verbologist. We're verbotanists that grow the verbology.
So I'm studying the verbs that you grow?
Yes, I grow verbs.
I'm
I
a
do
verb
too.
Tender.
Oh, no. But I also do adjectives.
That's painful. Hey, you know what we should do?
What?
Let's go to a break while we tenderize these verbs.
All right. If you call in, be willing to hold over the break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life. Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach, atbtanning.com.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Poet right there.
No? I thought that happened right there.
I'm actually working on a piece of project that's going to have this as the music.
Are you really? That's pretty cool. Benham, what do you got? What's going on?
I'm too busy jamming out to some Oingo Boingo over here.
Mm.
Danny
Who's better
Elfman.
Than Danny Elfman, really?
Nobody.
JT, what you got going on?
Weird science, of course.
Of course.
Isn't it obvious?
I don't know. You were looking kind of pensive back there.
He's got weird science going on back there? Of course he is pensive.
Technically, he's a half-squatch. Wherever he is weird science.
There you go. Someone who's not weird science, please welcome from Texas. Normally 104, 102. Tonight he's probably about 63. He is
hey,
Jack.
Try again. Try somewhere around 33.
What? We no. feel for you because we were warmer today.
I'll tell you what, we had a major ice storm last night.
Ooh. What?
I mean, dropped down to about 25. It was raining, and the city went crazy this morning. It was fun.
I sympathize with you because here in the studio we're having a verb storm.
Ah, well that sounds good.
All right. Well, I mean, I know ice storms can be painful. I'm telling you. What's happening in the studio right now is really not pleasant.
Well, then let me say I'm glad I'm down here.
Okay, there you go.
So what you got to share with us tonight, brother?
Well, you know, I actually wrote a poem that I titled Confusing David Bowie with Vanilla Ice, but I'm going to save that for a later show.
Was that a dedication for the Phantom?
Right, I just don't think it'll be appropriate tonight. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But I do have one I would like to share with you, and I just want to give you a little backstory on it. I was reading a poem by Frida. It was called Echoes of Your Stare. And in the background, she had the song Darkness by Leonard Cohen.
Nice.
So I'm sitting here reading this poem and listening to this music, and it affected me. I mean, it just reached out and touched me, and it inspired me to write this poem. So that was the inspiration for this poem, and I titled this poem, I Could Not Look Away. I fell into the nightmares of a lover's distant past, while the whispers in the darkness brought the spell her heart did cast. As it raked across my feelings and I cried out in the night, did this smile I was wearing fit a little bit too tight? With her nails now painted crimson like the color of my blood, she could walk on my emotions as the silhouettes did flood. This the morning of believing that our time is filled with fate, and I find myself now screaming, please don't tell me it's too late. She collected every quarter on the number I did call, for she wanted me to know that I could never have it all. Still I crawled into the darkness with my eyes so open wide, and together we were drowning in the motion of the tide. In her eyes was every second of the minutes I could spare, like a clock that's steady ticking, heartbeat rhythms sent to share. Drinking thirsty from the fountains as her fingers it did press on the chrome-implanted wishes of an early moon confess. When I looked off in the distance and her beauty it did play, it delivered an affection, and I could not look away.
Well done. Nice. Jack, you're so damn talented. I'm jealous.
Oh, thanks, Paul. I've read quite a few of yours, Jay Todd. You know, I feel the same about you.
Well, thank you. I hear all these great spoken word artists on our show, and I'm like, why can't I write like that?
Oh, you do a fantastic job. And everybody that calls this show does a fantastic job.
Yes. Even some of the new ones last week were just slaying me.
It's awesome. I think it's awesome. Man, you guys are great.
And Frito will call in soon
enough.
Everybody
in the studio, all the verbs that may be hanging around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Vanilla Ice, I mean, y'all cool. Everybody over there is great.
Wait, Vanilla Ice, we're lumping that in now?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sorry,
well,
Rob
is kind of
Van
cool.
Rob Van Winkle. Thank you, Jack.
He was pretty cool. Thanks, Jack.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
You as well. If you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're having a verb exorcism.
A verbicism?
Oh, don't say that word here. Don't say that word here.
What? Exorcism?
Yeah. That's
There's a reason why I'm using it.
I guess I'm leaving
tonight,
you guys.
Just push your luck. No, don't worry. You target the exorcism. It's not just like a blanket exorcism. It's not how it works.
That's
what
they all say.
We've got an old poet and a young poet. We're going to have a verbicism.
I think I'm going to be the one taking the dive down the stairs, so don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay, so we did actually have several submissions this week, and
submissions
on our website through our contact form at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Well, that's excellent.
And I don't know it for sure, but this is from Kenneth Goodpaster, and I'm wondering if this is Kenneth who called last week.
Good pastor.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, he probably pasted in the email, but it's probably good pastor.
Alrighty, so this one is called Taught to Flock. If birds of a feather flock together, then it haunts me why some are born better. Naturally, who can we call the best, when what then makes him better than the rest? Him, not her, for she is made for lesser, when his rib gave a wicked birth to her, to be damned for defying his father, but aren't we all taught from mother? Defying the father makes you lesser, less than the lowest, filthiest sinner. To be damned for not having a blind belief, but aren't we all taught to look before we leap? The wicked lovers are made for lesser, for one love, man and woman's, is better. To be damned are those loving diversely, but aren't we all taught our souls are lovely? If each one of us have been taught the same, then it haunts me why only some feel shame.
Well done.
That was amazing.
Well read, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sending that in, Kenneth.
Are you done clapping now?
Trying to provide a segue and no one's taking it.
Okay.
I'm apparently not on the same page.
We are not on the same page.
Okay. Hey, guys, we have another caller to do some awesome poetry on the air. Yes, and his name is Tate. He's a longtime friend of the show. We love his work.
Yes, we do. Tate from Ohio. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good tonight. How are you guys?
Doing good. We're kind of in this weird spot where we're throwing verbs out there like they're
like
candy.
I feel like such the old man tonight. I mean, you're saying you've been writing since you were what, 12, 13, 14? I didn't start writing until I was 47, guys.
Oh, no. I mean, you must have just started yesterday, right?
Well, I'm 54. I don't know how many years that is, but 7, 8 years now.
You're not an old man, brother. And the closer I get to 47 and 54, the less old you are.
Well, I'm hoping I'll age gracefully, and in the end, I'll just die in my sleep.
That is actually a really nice hope. It really, I can see.
You know, when I go, I want to die in my sleep too, peacefully, not yelling and screaming like the other passengers in my grandfather's car.
That is awful. That is awful. J. Todd Underhill, ladies and gentlemen.
Comedian and poet.
I want to spend everything I've got while I'm here and write the check for my funeral and have it bounce.
There you go. That'd be great.
That's horrible.
Okay, I thought I'd read you something short tonight. I've got a lot of these that are short, but I'll read you one. This one's called Foundations. I was just thinking about growing up in the Midwest. I know Ohio has more Amish than any place on the planet. So I come from Amish land. Anyway, this one I wrote for my son. It's called Foundations. Man can work sunrise to sunset, and thereby finding none of joy, look far to the past for comfort, to the days when he was a boy. The pleasures come in kind smiles, confirming both field and station, building along the path of life, friendships that speak to foundation. A native son of the Midwest, my life and soul are both free. What I wish to share with my child is that sweet gift once given me. So each man will look back in time, taking stock of the life he led, to find if he is left wanting and for who and what he has bled. Those times I see in my own child, of any things he missed, there's none, creating dreams he'll long cherish, watching him grow in the Midwest sun.
Nice. Another fine poem by Tate. Man, you were just cranking them out, brother.
I wrote my first poem today of the year. I haven't written anything in over a month. But I haven't decided it's going to go over well. And when I do, I'll let you know. If it does, I'll read it on your show. But if not, I'll throw it away.
Oh, no, never throw away your poetry. I had somebody make me promise to keep all my poetry. So I've got, like, stacks of spiral-bound notebooks and loose-leaf paper. And my wife's like, are you going to do something with all this?
Well, lately, you know, I posted 350 pictures of my family, old pictures going back to the 1800s on Facebook. And in so doing, I added every family member I knew as a contributor so they could put their photos in it. The idea being we could put all the photos of all the families together in one place where we could all have them forever, along with the comments of everyone that remembered everything that went on in these pictures. And in so doing, I've met 14 family members I never knew existed.
Wow.
They just keep growing exponentially. Yeah. And they keep adding more pictures to it that I've never seen.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
That is so cool.
It's really good.
Now, of those 14
that
you've met,
Facebook's done for me. Pardon?
Of those 14 you've met, are any, like, really rich? Because that would be really opportune. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I know one of them's opening a coffee shop in Columbus, Ohio, that I didn't know existed, and he wants one of the pictures I drew, the one I drew of my grandfather, to hang. It's called Colts, I guess, and it's about... The theme of it is the harness racing business, and I guess he was going to put some pictures and things up, and he wanted that picture. Maybe I'll get that for him. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
But it was interesting to meet so many people I'd never known. I just, how would I know they ever existed? Suddenly, I find they're all interconnected in this spider web off Facebook, and they're coming in from all corners. I got a note the other night from a girl in Australia who's the daughter of my grandfather's brother that I'd never met.
Nice.
From all the way around the world. That's pretty neat.
The beautiful thing about the internet.
Isn't it?
Yes. Tate, thank you for calling our show. If you want to call in next week, we would love to hear another one of your fine, exquisite poems.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
You as well. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598. However, Mike looks profound.
I have the power of the universe coursing through my veins.
What?
I can control things with my mind. Or maybe I've just had a lot of coffee, and I'm totally freaking out, man, about this new poetry from the Haiku Master.
The universe is expanding, but smaller because it's in my brain.
which is not that small. Hi-ya! Don't make that joke.
Peanuts, my friend. Peanuts.
It's called a Freudian slip. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an extraordinary member of our crew. And it's not who you're thinking.
What?
It's the Haiku Master. He's amazing. Every week, he sits down and he writes three haikus.
With his nine thumbs.
With his nine thumbs. I'm told that he uses all of them to grip the pen.
All right. That's got to be interesting to watch.
Can you imagine having an odd number of opposing thumbs? This stuff gets crazy. Anyway. he does write them in crayon, but the penmanship is beautiful.
There you go.
He has three haikus he writes that have a certain theme, and it's kind of up to you to figure out what they are. This one's a little vague this week. I know what he's talking about. See if you can figure it out. See if you can kind of get a glimpse of it. It's something that kind of we had an experience with, so you're not going to be totally accurate unless you really know the story. But try. Go on our Facebook, worldpoetryupmic.net. You can put it in the contact form there if you think you know what it's about. So here we go. Number one, needing a ride home. The bus is the only route. Ankle bracelet on. And no, it is not about J. Todd Underhill.
Thanks.
Is it about you?
Do I look like I'm wearing an ankle bracelet? I don't even have feet. Number two, domestic violence, marital conflict, divorce, restraining order.
Okay.
So that basically disqualifies everybody here in the crew.
Except for you.
And three, mental health issue, cheesy, bready, grease, food. I'm sorry, let me try that again. Mental health issue, cheesy, bready, greasy food, intoxicated.
All right. I know the story. I'm not going to go into it.
You know the story. You don't know the story. You missed it.
I missed it, and I still think it's about you.
I will tell you the story. It's not about me. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the gospel this week from the Haiku Master.
We're not worthy.
Up for you, Haiku Master.
All right. Now to the homily. This strangely includes a large portion of hominy. We like to feed people while they listen to me talk.
Hi-ya!
Generally means they're going to stay in the room.
That was fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's the only time you've ever said that to me, except for that time with the drag queen.
All right.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
We do have a caller, ladies and gentlemen. Lady and gentlemen. Phantom and gentlemen. Please welcome to the line Marlene from Indiana. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I have a poem to read.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and I guess it's either congratulations or celebration of 30 years of Mac. So the name of this poem is Apple Turnover.
All right. Nice.
And it's take a bite out of apple, let the magic begin. Release the OSX lion, your world's in a spin. Mac Air, iMac, iPhone, such a recipe, consumer in sync, loaded with top variety. Users want to join this link. Join Apple one-to-one. Enjoy the menu. Surf like mad. You will learn on your feet. MacBook Pro, Nanos, the iPad. A storm, a wonder. Data transfer at lightning speeds. Ah, Thunderbolt. Zeus recognizes the challenge, smiles. Input passes through this port in a jolt. Genius, click a button, shuffle onto an iPad, download your tunes. Movies, games galore, reading novels, activate a touchpad, visual and boom. Into the future, Apple will venture, succulent menus ahead of the times, over hill and dale, around the world. Apple in demand, their taste sublime.
Wow. Nice.
Epic computer poetry.
I love it. So, I've got to say, we contacted Apple to design a better technical producer for us, but they just would not let us use the name iSquatch.
They said that it couldn't be done. They said there was no improvements to be made. Even Steve Jobs, back before he passed away, took a crack at it, and he said, it's perfect.
Yeah, you can't improve perfection.
He's like, maybe we can work out the way that the cable winds a little bit better, but other than that.
Yes. Marlene, thank you for calling our
show. Let it sink in, people. You'll laugh later.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling our show. You're always welcome to call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Marlene, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. It is time for us to take a break.
What?
Yep, like some celery, we're going to break in half.
All right, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
I don't know what that means.
And we are World Poetry Open Mic, next evolution in poetry radio.
Celery doesn't break, it just gets better.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies. Located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
I haven't thought about this song in quite some time, I bet.
I've got to say, and I might be wrong, but to me, this is the most erotic song that has ever been put out.
Did you say erotic? Or exotic?
No, I said neurotic. Are you crazy?
I heard erotic, too.
I heard erotic, too.
It's called a Freudian slip, except you're hearing it instead of saying it.
Oh.
Right.
I didn't say erotic.
Actually, you haven't heard this song in a while. I heard it this weekend when your daughter stayed over and watched Blades of Glory.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Great movie.
Great movie. It's almost like a disease with real doctors and medicine and everything.
All right. So we do have a caller on the line. Calling all the way from Iowa City. By way of India, he is Raj. Raj, welcome to our line.
Yeah, thank you. Very good evening to all of you over there. I just wanted to read one of my poems.
That'd be great.
That is when I was reaching to United States for the first time. I was getting down to O'Hara Airport at Chicago. That time on the plane itself, I wrote this poem.
All right.
So I want to read that one. On way to Chicago, nothing is visible, pitch dark sky, except on mind shores. You are carrying me to liberty, equal rights to work and ownership, land of plenty and paucity, coexistence of man and woman on equal footings. This is the city where literary luminaries bloomed, painters, sculptors, artists flourished aplenty. This is the city where Vivekananda addressed the religious thinkers of the world 100 years ago as brothers and sisters of America that opened up a new dimension in international relationship. I hail from the same city, city of joy, city of sorrow, city of processions, and evolution of renaissance. What shall I bring to you, America? As a gift from the East, what shall I collect from your garden of heritage, full of sympathy and cooperation? Should I mingle with your people like once you did in the Committee of Five Rivers? Let me light 5 candles in the land of O'Hara in this season of festivities to enliven peace, liberty, trust, and belief. Thank you.
Raj, you are the gift for us. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, I wanted to say one more information. Day after tomorrow is my birthday. So I wanted to read badly today.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Raj Kumar, if you want to call in like him, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And we do, like I said, have several submissions on our website I have one that's also from Kenneth that was too good not to share.
All right.
It's a little bit longer, so forgive me on that.
You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Three Hail Marys.
Uh-oh. I don't know Hail Mary.
Yeah, right. You do. Tim Tebow used to throw them for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, Tebowing? Yes. I can do that.
All right.
All right, but
seriously. You can do what Tim Tebow did?
Anybody can do what Tim Tebow did.
Ouch.
All right. The Hat Man and the Mask Bearer. One bore a mask of crimson, bearing a daunting leer, and malign eyes of cerulean, searing in cold fear. Another with worn stove hat, gouges covering face, tightly gripping a sickly rat, scowls bitter disgrace. The mask bearer restrained, abiding by command, by the hat man enchained, neither with whip hand. A repugnant incense burns, emitting a foul smoke, while a waiter pours sauternes, till smoke hath him choke. The waiter spatters sickly blood, as given cold shoulder, his life drains then death flood, and his remains smolder. The burnt corpse brings acclaim, with a wild enthusiasm, from mask-bearer who's aflame, desiring for sadism. From the cadaver a body arouse, and a motherly figure arise, seeking a warm place to drowse, holding open weary eyes. Yet the hat man kept his silence with profound pondering, ready to deliver sordid pretense, holding cruelty and sparing. I stood nude except a tie, askew and a weeping blue, reserved but certainly not shy, observing the terrifying two. To my body my hands are fused, while my feet are crudely pinned down, as a malevolent cat is roused, escaping hat man's mouth unsound. Slithering it claws to my leg, as the mask bearer's vile laugh echoes, calling forth my hopeless dirge bag, quickly turning into frantic bellows. The feline with deformed hind strut scrambles frantically up my calf to vigorously rip and tear my gut, spilling entrails open over the open carafe. Without hesitation, the cat devours, whilst I cry, urinating all over, and the hat man makes angry glowers over the shedding of many a red clover. I howl and dispel bloody tears as I liberate my puny limbs. The loathsome laughter slowly clears as the mask bearer's figure dims. I withdraw from tear-soaked pillow whilst laying a urine stain, finding a nightlight I billow, intently with sleep to constrain. With dim light I scratch my forearm, with child's toy focused on self-harm, evoking a mask bearer and hat man's charm.
Nice.
A love poem.
It is.
A love poem.
A love poem. It's kind of like Emily Dickinson in poetry form, you know?
That made me feel like Sylvia Plath.
Yeah. Sir Walter Scott.
There you go.
So.
Excellent submission.
So. Mm-hmm. Great excellent reading. Submission. Oof.
All right.
I really felt that down in the entrails.
In the subcockle region.
The subcockle region of your heart.
You know.
All right. So we do have a caller. Speaking of sadism, we have Sadie from Colorado on the line. I was trying to work that into a segue. I heard that in the poem.
You're trying to work. You're trying to work sadism into the situation?
Yes.
That's usually how it happens. What's up, Hi. Sadie?
Hey. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you?
I've had a week, but I'm glad it's Friday.
You've had a week? Really?
I've had a week. It's been a week.
Has it been a strong week or a weak week?
A weak week, but it's been a week. So I have a short new one, actually a couple of days old. So it's called The Unwanted Doll.
All right.
And it's in the toy story, in the toy store. Wow, toy story.
Copyright infringement. Store,
yeah. In the toy store, there sits a doll. She's pretty, like all the other porcelain dolls. And like all the other toys, her dream is to be loved, to be played with, and to be wanted. Children come and pick up the doll, and as they play with her for a while, her hopes rise. Maybe she's found someone to love her, someone to want her. But in the end, all the children put her back. On her shelf, she sits, waiting just for someone to want her.
Strong right. No doll should go unwanted.
Yeah.
No doll should go unplayed with.
Yeah, she wants to be played with.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Sadie, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You guys have made my week a lot better.
Excellent. You've made our week a lot better, too. Thank you.
Oh, all right. Have a good night, guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's been World Poetry Open Mic. However, I was doing an experiment during the whole show.
Uh-oh. I noticed that.
I know.
Are you going to sit normally next time?
No, not that kind of experiment. I have here a J. Todd Underhill poem so new that the ink isn't even dry on it yet.
Really?
Yes.
Don't smear it.
We got the studio at like 7:45 this evening. Now it's the 8:59. I have a new poem.
Mm.
This is entitled "To My Poetic Family." Another night with my family, both near and from afar. Friday night spent where I want to be, each poet elevating the prosaic bar. Spoken word art, World Poetry Open Mic, brings my spirit peace and joy. A show that no other is like, where words and device are our toys. Pondering the poems which are read, lavishing in the talent surrounding. With each word that is said, each work is astounding. Thank you to my family divine for all that you give each week. Each Friday I finally recline. I am so thrilled I cannot speak.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know what? Normally we don't go over. We are going to go over in this case. We do have a caller, and this has been a longtime supporter of our show. She hasn't called in quite some time. Please welcome, calling from Louisiana, she is Gypsy.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to our show. We have missed you.
Oh, I miss you guys, too. The piece that I have is sort of long.
I'm going to say go for it.
Okay.
Our producer's saying go for it, too. Let's just do it.
All righty. It's titled Bipolar Boulevard.
All right.
Okay. Unable to control my destiny, I was tossed into a road less likely to warm my soul. So society took hold, determined how my life would unfold. Those life lessons proved uneasy, taught by ones with no intention to please me. Their narrow-minded thoughts brought me to each closed mind's blind parts. Certain I'll avoid any trace of what's there. They're convinced I'm unaware. So I'll not flinch from my, I don't care, but I do, and pray someone else does too. I dodge tormenting blows from my psyche, seek the no-shows for my save me. Realizing life's a gamble of love versus hate, normality, the crap shoot at sanity's gate. And like deja vu, I knew. This hostile takeover of my mind by mood altering drugs of every kind made me think of a misunderstood Van Gogh who let me know. This threat was too at the artist I am. So I began to fret at a perceived medical scam. And then one semi-lucid moment allowed me to meet and greet the demon who sent jumbled words crashing, smashing, clashing against closed portals. Against closed poetic shutters, this allowing me to utter what needed to come pouring like rain from the frontal cortex of my brain. So my goal became to fool the world with its own phony face, gain sole control of my chosen space. I wish to hurl my thoughts into idle space, leave nary a trace of my madness plight. How high can I soar on a drug-free flight? See, if I can handle this on my own, why must I be given meds as a stepping stone? They only drag me towards a deep abyss, snatch chunks of memory I forget to miss. Sealed inside a pharmaceutical mist, my shivering body rebels at this. I try to fight the Ativan and Depakote-sired raucous ravens who are kidnappers of my muse. They leave this poet no safe haven. And to quiet the disturbance of flapping wings, I'm given Xanax and Ambien, square and circular things, which cause strange dreams. So I've decided to defy these pill hawkers called doctors and blow off some pent-up steam. avoid those wide awake dreams, hand-covered dreams. I'm now a storm cloud, able to voice my choice aloud. The me I need, I now see. My whole self, I must be. No more unkind drug blows to my mind. Finally, I'm able to unwind. But reaching sanity's gate becomes harder and harder. Leaves me treading scum-filled water. So who cares of my suicidal thoughts that proliferate like mustard seed? How hard I pray they recede. See, it seems the more I demand, the less trust is placed in my hand. My heart is strained, drained of emotion. Now I have a notion, for me, there ain't no magic potion. I never wanted to be this way, so when, oh Lord, will come my day? And though not always humble or meek, happiness is all I seek. This disease keeps me ostracized, makes me want to stay inside and hide. And the butt of my family's crazy jokes, none of them know how their laughter keeps my spirit broke. And like empty pockets, nothing is inside me, nothing they can see. So I'm feeling like just F it. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, man. Where do I start with that poem? I felt that poem. I've lived that poem. I rarely go into my personal issues on the air, but I am bipolar, and with the help of Elaine Kranz, I've been able to stay off the Depakote medicating away my muse for quite some time.
Yeah.
And with the help of this radio crew, they are my, like, support network. They know when I'm acting funny, and they get me some fish oil, and they're like...
yeah, but it seems like it sometimes it just takes all of my thoughts away where I just can't. I want to write, but I can't write, and what I do write sounds crazy.
Yeah, I get it. I totally understand. But that being said, I got to say, if you do have a mental disorder, you definitely need to have people around you that can diagnose when things are going amiss and correct things. But yeah. It sounds like you're taking the right road and doing things naturally and doing it without being a consumer for the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, that's my hope. That's my hope.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Yeah. That was a beautiful poem.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. Now, all right. There's some information that you need to know before we leave the air, because we are running a little bit long. We're in the last week to make donations for something very cool.
Yes. Dennis brought it up a little bit earlier, and I was going to say some more, and time just got away from me. So next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, I am shaving my head, buzzing it completely clean to help support children who are fighting cancer. And I'm trying to ask for funds to help research new cures, new treatments for these kiddos that are stuck fighting cancers.
Yes.
And we know through the show, Stephen Barry's niece, Juliana, passed away, sadly, at the age of 12 in September. And it's something that hits me really close to my heart. So I wanted to do something to help honor her memory. And before she passed, she had asked people to donate to thetruth365.org. So I'm asking that anybody who's listening, donate anything they can. $5. Every little bit helps. And any donations that you make in her honor, please email us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, because I'm keeping track. My goal is 1,500, and I'm over a third of the way there.
Yes.
We're at 580 now.
Okay.
So just keep coming in with the donations for her, and let us know. We will be posting pictures next Saturday when we buzz my head.
Correct. And I'm a poor poet. I don't have a lot of money. And I donated $200 towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And I challenge anybody who really has had a chance to pursue their dreams to donate the same amount. Because Juliana, at 12 years old, she had a full life, but she did not get to pursue all of her dreams.
No.
So in her name, donate $200. Donate whatever you can, but match my pledge, match my donation.
I do want to shout out a super huge thank you to the doctors that I work for, Comfort Dental here. We've had several doctors actually donate in her honor as well, and I wanted to say thank you to them and for everything.
Also, email us, not just because we're keeping track. Michael and I are also going to write a single and record it together, and as part of your donation, since you want value for your money, we will send you that single once we're done with it.
So.
All right. Well, that's our show for this week. I thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, the progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today. Came out great.